This is KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
Thank you for supporting Community Radio, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
Welcome to 50 Years After, music that changed the world, where each week we feature one album in its entirety from the early 1970s. I'm your host, Stuart Nance, and my co-host is Andrew Dansby. Join us for the next hour as we feature music from 50 Years After.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, Episode 83, is Heroes Are Hard to Find by Fleetwood Mac. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my guest host tonight is Bill Pyle. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in tonight. We've got a great album from Fleetwood Mac, but first we've got to cover a couple of housekeeping matters. First, I want to mention that Community Radio will be in your community next week on two different dates. We've got the live remote broadcast tomorrow. Clint Broussard's Blues and Hi-Fi will be at Under the Volcano. That's live from 5 to 7 p.m. Sunday, the 22nd of September. So be sure to join us at Under the Volcano on Bissonnette for Blues and Hi-Fi with Clint Broussard as Under the Volcano celebrates their 35th anniversary. Also, we've got the R&R show live at Christian's Tailgate on Thursday, September 26th. That's in conjunction with the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. That's Christian's Tailgate on Kirby Drive. We'll be live from 1 to 3 with Tom and Ronnie Thursday, September 26th from 1 to 3 at Christian's Tailgate on Kirby. A couple of other matters I want to mention. We've got the 50 Years After Facebook page. If you haven't followed us, I'd really appreciate if you would do that because if we get up to 100 followers, we can do some different things in terms of metrics and streaming live. So if you haven't already done so, find us on Facebook and follow us. That's 50 Years After on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email address, that address is 50.years.after.radio@gmail.com. All right. Now that we've got the housekeeping out of the way, Bill and I are going to talk for just a couple of minutes about the Heroes Are Hard to Find album. This album is 50 years old this week, and it was the ninth studio album by Fleetwood Mac. Bill, this is kind of a transitional time for Fleetwood Mac. We did Mystery to Me, episode 41, last year. What was happening with Fleetwood Mac while all this was going on?
Well, if you think about it, it started as a true blues band, going back to its roots, not only 5 years earlier. But this is the end of, like, the era, call it the Bob Welch era, the album rock era. Christine McVie and he had joined the band in on the Future Games album. Well, this is the last album for Bob Welch, and there's a decisive move. They were trying to become a little bit more commercial. Whether they were that successful or not remains to be seen. And at the end of the day, the next album was the White Album with Lindsey and Stevie.
They kind of overshot it if they were only trying to be a little more successful. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think if the way I see it is you've got people that know Fleetwood Mac, but only from the White Album in 1975 and forward.
Right.
Anything older, including the one we're going to hear tonight, and of course this is Hypnotized we're listening to now. That was from Mystery to Me. They just aren't aware of it.
Yeah, and it's really funny because if you can get somebody to actually listen to some of the albums, you typically get a, gosh, I didn't know that was Fleetwood Mac. I said, well, it was a different band.
Yeah,
but it is Fleetwood Mac, and if you really listen, the signatures are still there.
Yeah, heavy blues influence. Of course, Mick Fleetwood is the constant throughout. John McVie was around, obviously, as well. So lots of guitar players come and go. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's on the horizon with Buckingham and Nicks.
Right.
But Let's wrap things up here. This is 50 Years After. Episode 83 is Heroes Are Hard to Find by Fleetwood Mac. Guest host Bill Pyle alongside Rockin' Stu here. We're going to take a break. Listen to side one. There are five tracks. Heroes Are Hard to Find, Coming Home, Angel, Bermuda Triangle, and Come a Little Closer. Episode 83, 50 Years After.
Destroy you. sky. About the Bermuda Triangle, there's something going on. Nobody seems to know just what it is, and the Air Force won't let on. Might be a hole down in the ocean, yeah, or fog that won't let go. Might be some crazy people talking, or somebody that we ought to know. Down in Bermuda, pale blue sea, way down in the triangle, it's easy to believe. Now here's one, you see strange shapes in the light, shadows in the night. They said that wingtips seemed to brush their faces, and strangers stole their sight. Way down in the triangle, where the sea was smooth and flat, giving you an answer to the question that you never thought you'd ask. Ah, down in Bermuda, in the pale blue sea. Down in Bermuda, yeah, easy to believe. Down in the triangle, easy to believe. We'll be right back.
This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, Episode 83, is Heroes Are Hard to Find by Fleetwood Mac. I'm your host, Rockin' Stu, and my co-host tonight is Bill Pyle. Good evening, Bill.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Great. I love this album.
Man, great side one. So that last song was Come a Little Bit Closer. There's another song with that title, but it's not the same song.
Right.
So this one was written by Christine McVie. Obviously, she was singing and playing the piano. Fabulous tune. So what else did we hear on side one, Bill?
Well, I think back to Christine McVie, what I would say is that nobody had heard these songs unless you were really a hardcore Fleetwood Mac song. And yet by the White Album, everybody knew her as a, you know, all the songs. And yet to me, going back on every of the five albums, including this one she had been on, her songs are great.
Yeah, they're exceptional.
And they're really the same as they were. Here, you know, Heroes Are Hard to Find, Come a Little Bit Closer. You would have, if they had released those as singles later, I think they would have been hits or a very popular song once the band gained its footing. The other thing that we were talking about earlier is that had a guest musician, which is really rare.
Yeah.
Sneaky Pete Kleindo, who was in the Flying Burrito Brothers and played on so many people's sessions. It mind-numbing how great a steel guitar player he
was. Yeah, and that was on that last track. He really did a phenomenal job. And I know we've mentioned his name multiple times on this program as a guest pedal steel guitar player on other albums for sure. Yeah, and what about the other tracks, Bill?
Well, you kind of had a little bit of everything that if you liked the band the prior 5 years, you probably found something that would remind you of it. So the trippy psychedelic stuff, you know, that you would have heard on Future Games from Bob Welch, it was there.
Right.
A sequel to Hypnotize called Bermuda Triangle, all about conspiracies, UFOs.
And a shout out to Galveston.
And he, of course, he believed in all that stuff.
Yeah. He was kind of tripping, I think, a little bit. But yeah, I think Heroes Are Hard to Find is a great way to start it out. Coming Home, Angel,
yep.
All great tunes. We're going to listen to side two here coming up in just a minute. Before we do that, I want to mention the other tracks that we'll hear on side two. There are six of them. She's Changing Me, Bad Loser, Silver Heels, Prove Your Love, Born Enchanter, and Safe Harbor. So we'll hear those coming up here in just a minute. But Bill, you know, when you think about the old Fleetwood Mac, this was their ninth release.
Right.
They were a blues band.
Originally, yes.
By the time they got to 1974, when this album came out, you don't hear that same bluesy influence.
And in fact, this was actually the only album where Bob Welch was the only guitar player, which he didn't care for, by the way. And so the four previous guitar players who had all either self-destructed or, you know, whatever, gotten fired for bad behavior, they all did have blues influences.
Right.
Peter Green, Danny Kirwan, you know, Bob Weston. And so it really made it hard on Christine and Bob to have to write the whole album.
Yeah. And all the songs on this album were written by either one of them.
Yes.
And also lead vocals.
Yes. But at the end of the day, I think they do a pretty credible job of keeping historic at that point in time, Fleetwood Mac fans happy.
Right.
And yet, as we'll talk about, go on, things were changing, and they were really about to change.
Yeah, well, as you pointed out when we were chatting during side one, you know, we know what's on the horizon. The White Album is less than a year away at this point, and new members joining. We'll talk a little bit more after we listen to side two, but we still hear some echoes of the past, but we also hear some of what's to come, sort of preview.
Yes.
More orchestration. There's horns, string synthesizers.
Strings, which I'd never had on any of their albums.
Right. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating, you know, like I said earlier, people who know Fleetwood Mac, basically their frame of reference is before or after 1975. And a lot of, particularly younger folks, have no concept that, hey, there were nine studio albums.
I know.
Yeah.
I will say this, in my experience, and maybe it's because I tend to hang out with people who like this kind of stuff, I think most fans like both sides of it, if they're familiar with both sides.
Yeah.
They like all the eras.
Yeah, exactly. And there's certainly some great stuff to like. from the old stuff, but it's hugely popular. I don't think you can really overstate how many millions of albums Fleetwood Mac sold.
Thinking about 100.
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, let's get back to side two of Fleetwood Mac's Heroes Are Hard to Find. This is episode 83 of 50 Years After.
She can destroy. Oh, 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 oh. She came in like a hurricane, wearing boots and diamond rings, with a fox fur on her shoulder. She set me wondering, and I could tell she was feeling abandoned, because she fought to go lose my way. She said, hi for eyes, you never ask me, but I'll tell you anyway. She took me out of the Blackboard jungle, put me straight in. She took me out of the Blackboard jungle, put me straight in a hurricane. She hypnotized my eyes with a silver heel wave. If I could sing like Paul McCartney and get funky like Etta James, I'd never change. I'd never change. No, I'd never change the silver heel wave.
That's all the vocal is right there. That's all it is.
That's it. Safe Harbor. This is 50 Years After, Music That Changed the World, episode 83, is Heroes Are Hard to Find by Fleetwood Mac. I'm Rockin' Stu, and my co-host this evening is Bill Pyle. Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Great. Great.
I love that album.
I do, too. It's held up pretty well if you like that album rock era of American music, right?
You know, I started to not do it. There's no real hits on it, but I'm really glad that we did, and I really appreciate you coming in to talk about it.
Well, I'm really glad to be here. I will say this, repeating my sentence that I made earlier. The song Prove Your Love by Christy McVie, had it been released later, was absolutely been a tremendously popular song.
Yeah.
Her music has always been great on all of them. Or it's the same, if you don't like her, that's one thing, but it's the same as it was after Begging Him Next. The other thing, this album starts with She's Changing Me, which to me feels like, okay, now we're actually trying to write a song that might be a hit.
Yeah.
Because it's a very poppy Bob Welch song, real clean things. And then it ends with one of these things that sounds like Future Games.
Yeah, very trippy at the end there, for sure. And like you said, they snuck some lyrics in right there at the end with Safe Harbor. But yeah, this is a great album. I'm really glad that we did it. You know, we've alluded to what's to come. You know, there's a history of turmoil with this band. a lot of members that were shown the door.
Or left and didn't remember know where they were after they left.
Yeah.
Between schizophrenia and joining cults and things. But no, this band has a great tradition of drama and you can't make it up.
No, that's true.
And it just kept going after the White Album started.
Okay, so we've listened to all 11 tracks now, Bill. I got to ask you, do you have a favorite?
I just said it. Prove Your Love to Me,
okay,
by Christy McVie is my favorite. And it's really hard because I almost want to pick a Bob Welch one and a Christy one. But if I have to pick only one, I'll go with Prove Your Love.
That's fair. Well, I think my favorite's Coming Home from Side One.
That's
a great song. but, you know, it's funny. We were talking during Side Two about, hey, this sounds like something I've heard before from Fleetwood Mac. And yet there are some differences as well.
Yeah, I think some of the things that you might recognize about their signature sound, it's kind of there.
Yeah.
But not as much in your face. And then it's very versatile. The songs are all kind of different, especially Bob's. But even Christine's are. The other thing, and I wanted to make sure we listened to it carefully, there is not actually a lead guitar solo in the entire album.
No.
It's Bob Welch playing all – there's a guitar.
Yeah.
But it ranges, it's basically jazz-like
mostly
accent
just
riffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Very unusual, because it's certainly not how the earlier band's albums would have been.
Well, and what I said to you earlier was, look, this sounds like, you know, the vocals are forward. The lead vocalist isn't competing with a guitarist for attention. You can hear the lyrics, and you can actually understand them, too. So I think that's more of what we're going to hear in subsequent Fleetwood Mac albums, but this one definitely works, and you know, it didn't have the commercial success that would follow with the addition of Buckingham and Nix, but it's great work nevertheless.
Yeah, and as I said, Bob Welch is the only band member to that point who had actually left on his own for I don't know all the reasons. I think he thought the band's never going anywhere, and then secondly, he didn't like being the only guitar player, especially when they'd go on the road. But that song, She's Changing Me, when they found Buckingham to come in, Mick asked Bob to come back. He wanted both of them in the band. So I'm just thinking, well, She's Changing Me would have been on the White Album.
Yeah.
Or something like, you know, or maybe Ebony Eyes would have been on the White Album.
Well, and we talked about this during Side 2. With the departure of Bob Welch, you not only lost your guitar player, but you also lost the guy who wrote half the songs on the previous album. So when he went looking for a replacement, Mick Fleetwood found Buckingham and Nix through connections in Los Angeles, and he kind of got the total package.
Yep.
Got both a guitarist and a singer and a songwriter. Oh, and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, so now you have, it's 1975 or whatever it was, and you now have a band with two-thirds of the lead singers and songwriters, females.
Right.
You can't make it up. That didn't what how things went back then.
No. I mean, think about another band. I mean, I guess Jefferson Starship or Jefferson Airplane had Grace Slick, but yeah, that really wasn't, I mean, rock bands with two female lead singers wasn't a thing. Now, we did hear on the Come a Little Closer, a little bit closer, it sounded like Christine singing lead and then singing with herself. They dubbed it over.
It looked like she was double tracking, for sure.
Right. And also with Bob on some of the songs that he was singing lead on.
Well, Bob has an unusual voice. It's not what I would call a powerful voice. And sometimes it's better than others. But she on all of his songs, on the five albums they played together, she absolutely made his songs vocals better by singing along with him or behind him. Not just harmony, but even singing co-lead with him.
Right.
Which, by the way, she did on the White Album. She did on Rumors and everything else. She did it with Lindsay, and she did it with Stevie. So,
yeah, no, and
the late Christine McVie was a heck of a performer.
She played the piano, wrote some great tunes. All right, Bill, let's talk for a minute about upcoming events. I need to mention again, we've got two live remotes here at KPFT within the next week. Actually, starting tomorrow, Clint Broussard will be doing Blues and Hi-Fi live from Under the Volcano. They're celebrating their 35th anniversary. That's on Bissonnette Street, very close to the KPFT studios. And then on Thursday, the 26th of September, Tom and Ronnie, the R&R Show, will be at Christian's Tailgate on Kirby Drive. It's the R&R Show live remote with the Texas Radio Hall of Fame members. So be sure to tune in for that or join us in person if you can. All right, Bill, how about an outro? We've got just a couple of minutes left. You got a favorite Fleetwood Mac?
Well, my first song that I ever remember hearing by Fleetwood Mac was called Oh Well, featuring the brilliant Peter Green.
And this is it. Hey, folks, have a great week and keep living your live radio dreams.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. Talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your God in hand. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. Thank you.
At KPFT, volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization. Here's what they say about us.
When I volunteer at KPFT, sometimes I call out past people that support us with money. I got a guy who said KPFT was his life and soul. He was blind. He said he also spent 20 years in prison, but KPFT was his life and soul listening to the station.
Volunteer.